Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. On a desk, a storybook opens to the first page, labeled Christmas in Evergreen. The next page, Tidings of Joy. The page flips again. Text appears.
Way up north, nestled in the heart of Vermont, there's a little town called Evergreen. Oh, but you know all about Evergreen. It's where...
Excuse me, I can take it from here, if that's okay.
Oh, by all means, be my guest.
And so there's Evergreen, Vermont, the place that knows how to shake a snow globe, send a letter to Santa, and where Christmas trees are often delivered in a big red truck.
A real train drives.
My story started on the train. Oh, come to think of it, that's where it ended too. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
In the train, a young woman sits taking pictures with her cell phone. The train is decorated with holly and baubles. Her low battery alert appears. She stands and walks down the aisle, looking to the walls. After a bit of turbulence, she bumps into a man reading.
Oh, wow! I'm so sorry, yes. I was just looking for a plug.
Well, good luck with that. This train's been running long before anyone needed to plug into the air.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, this train is like the Polar Express combined with the Hogwarts Express and ended up...
The Evergreen Express. Yeah, we do a pretty good job of promoting Christmas cheer.
We? Are you from Evergreen?
Born and raised.
Wow. I've been reading a lot about it. It's getting a lot of press.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Look. With its world-renowned Christmas festival, Evergreen, Vermont has become a must-see destination for anyone seeking the magic of the Christmas season.
All true.
Okay, so what, does this town just magically disappear after Christmas and then magically reappear at the first snowfall?
Like Brigadoon?
Yes.
No, they're the next town over. But they're a competition because we do fewer musical numbers than them. But our football team is better. I'm Ben Baxter.
Hi. Katie Connell. Nice to meet you.
You too. What brings you to Evergreen?
Some time off, actually. I published a novel a few years ago, and since then I've been working as a freelance writer. I've been doing a lot of reading, and I read about your town. Thought I should come check it out.
Are you also going to be writing about this place?
No, you know, I plan on experiencing Evergreen. See, at some point, I have to work on my second novel, and I think it might be good for me to take a break, clear my head, change the scenery.
Well, you're in luck, because scenery we do have.
Wow!
She turns, dropping her power cable. Outside, the train rolls past large snowy mountains. The train arrives at a station labeled Evergreen. The passengers disembark, including Ben and Katie.
Thank you. Wow. Look at this.
Can I offer you a ride to town?
Oh, thank you, but everything I read mentions it's a beautiful walk.
It is a nice walk. So the center of town is pretty much that way, and that's where all the action takes place.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
see ya.
I guess, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Welcome to Evergreen.
She takes out her phone.
Oh. Hey, Mom.
Katie, hi. You made it okay?
I did.
Smells like pine. There's light snow falling. Not gonna lie, already feel pretty relaxed. How are you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's been my best day. I need to find a writer to help fill the cover story for our next issue.
Wait, I thought you had that sports reporter doing the story about inventing a new sport.
I did.
He broke both of his hands.
Yikes. Okay, so you're...
I'm wondering if you wanted to throw your hat in.
To write a cover story? But I just started a vacation.
I know, but it possibly could lead to something bigger. We're going to be hiring some new staff in the new year, and this would help move you to the front of the line.
But, Mom,
I really, really love freelancing, and I am so excited to write my second novel.
I know, but you're really good at this, and it would be nice to get you something, you know.
Stable.
Mom, thank you, but I don't think I can right now. I'm...
Take a few hours and see if an idea occurs to you.
Hello,
Katie?
Mom?
Are you there?
Hello.
The low battery alert reappears. She rummages through her purse.
Oh, man.
Elsewhere, in the center of town, people decorate. One place is a sign at a storefront, another place is a mailbox labeled letters to Santa, others hang ornaments and holly. A store is labeled Kris Kringle Kitchen.
See the blazing you before us. Stride the harp and join the chorus.
Katie arrives, smiling.
Follow me in merry measure.
Well, Katie approaches a woman on the sidewalk. Treasure. She notices a man hanging a banner, celebrating 50 years.
Excuse me, hi. I was just looking for a... Wow, 50 years, huh?
Yeah, that the town has managed to pull it off that long feels like a miracle sometimes.
Crooked?
You say that every year, Ezra.
And every year, I'm right.
Which is the most frustrating part. Yeah, it's crooked.
Well, if Thomas was here, he'd have it done in no time.
Yeah, don't remind me. They're racing to close that logging camp before Christmas, before that storm rolls in. So, for now, we can just keep with tradition and hang it on a weird angle.
You know, Ezra, it's not going to be the same around here without you.
It helps that the new mayor won by a landslide.
Stop saying landslide. I was the only one running.
Well, that's because nobody wanted to run against the woman who had the best plans on how to run a town.
All right, you two. Can we just take this side up a little bit? Oh, you needed something.
Oh, I just need a phone charger, but congratulations, Madam Mayor.
Call me Michelle. It's fine.
I'm Katie.
Hey, Katie. You want Daisy's Country Store. Just across the square, they sell everything. Phone chargers, wool socks, you name it.
How's that?
Well, if it were perfect, it wouldn't be charming. Katie, huh. The store is right over there.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Three women stand. Two hold dogs.
So this is Brutus. Brutus has a touch of arthritis, so I wrote you a prescription. Putting it in your pocket. And then this is Max. Now, Max has a clean bill of health, but he just needs a lot of cuddles.
Oh, well, I love cuddles too, Max. Oh,
well, I hope you guys are gonna love being with your foster mom.
And if you need anything while I'm gone, Dr. Myers in
Montpelier
will
handle all
help
patients.
Deliver the cows when they go into labor.
Yes,
we got it.
We got it.
Yeah. Okay. And you also have my cell phone number.
Oh, you have to stop worrying. You're going to Paris. And Ryan is going to be so excited to see you there when he accepts that award.
I know. I've just never been out of Evergreen for Christmas, and it's going to be tough saying goodbye to my parents later. And
you always talk about how big the world is and how you want to go see it. So seriously, Allie, go be with Ryan and Zoe. I've got your truck keys, and I'll feed your fish.
That's right. And I've got these two good little boys, right? We're going to have fun, guys.
You know she's going to end up adopting them.
1,000%. Excuse me.
Hi.
Katie approaches.
Sorry, here. Hi, welcome to Daisy's Country Store.
Thank you. I'm actually looking for a charger.
Just a charger? Sure, nothing else? Because we are just filled with all kinds of cute little quaint things made right here in Evergreen. Like, do you see those hats right there? Cute are they, right? Hannah made those hats.
Yeah, and they are so cute. But,
like everybody that comes to a general store, you're looking for something practical and general.
Oh, Lisa, don't worry. Tourist season is just right around the corner.
Well, that's true. Actual tourist.
Well, careful now.
A lot of people come in here as tourists and end up as residents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Actual residents. I'll go get you that charger.
Thank you. Do you guys happen to have directions to Barbara's Country Inn?
Yeah. I'm dropping off decorations over there. Do you want a lift?
Well, are you sure?
Welcome to Evergreen. People are a lot friendlier than you'd imagine.
Yeah.
Daisy right. Returns.
Here is the charger. Here are the decorations.
Okay. And the hat's on me. Wow. Thanks. You guys really are nice. Thank you.
Come on.
Bye. Thank you.
Katie and Hannah leave.
It's a terrible way to run a business.
Whatever. Be nice. It's Christmas.
Elsewhere, Hannah's truck arrives at Barbara's Inn.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Just in time to turn on the lights.
Yeah, well, Lisa has some snowflakes for you. Katie, this is Elliot. He runs the art center in town.
I told you I'd like to keep calling it the Turner Tinker Shop.
It's really sweet of you, but it's an art center, too. I mean, the Turner Tinker Shop used to be my parents' store where people went to go get things repaired.
And I still like fixing things. Plus, there's so much history in the name. You should stop by and see. I just set up a new area for crafts and a glassblowing studio. Plus, really the cool. Rumor around town is that the place has something to do with a secret Christmas time capsule.
A Christmas time capsule? Really?
Really. I used to hear my parents talking about it, but It's one of those things that people aren't sure actually exists.
Ah, little help?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me a minute. Welcome to Evergreen.
Thanks.
Elliot leaves.
Well, you two are the cutest couple I've ever seen.
Right here?
Huh?
You.
Oh, us?
How's this?
No, we're just friends.
Oh, sorry. The banter and the back and forth and the...
No.
demeanor, it felt okay.
You know, oh, we should get you checked in.
Yeah.
Megan? You have a guest needs to check in.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Hannah helps Katie carry her things inside. Inside, later, Katie sits typing by the fireplace in the living room. She answers her phone.
Hi, Mom.
So, I don't mean to rush you, but I have reached out to just about everyone I normally rely on.
You know, I was thinking, there might actually be a story here.
In Vermont?
Well, this town...
Every business has a Christmas theme. There's even this Christmas time capsule.
You are hired.
Okay, Mom, slow down. At least let me send you a pitch or something. See if you like it.
I already like it.
Christmas town turns Christmas profit.
Well, that's not the angle entirely, but I can try to...
Honey, just send me something as soon as you can.
Katie, thank you.
You really are helping me out of a bind.
Oh, you're welcome, Mom.
Just do your best.
Okay. Bye.
Katie hangs up. On her laptop, she pulls up a picture of a small house. We transition to the house in the picture, daytime. Katie walks up the porch steps and breathes. Inside, Ben reads a story to a group of children.
A Merry Christmas, Bob, said Scrooge with an earnestness that could not be mistaken, as he clapped him on the back. And a Merry Christmas, Bob, my good fellow. Now, Ebenezer Scrooge, at this time of the year...
Not my favorite Christmas story, but it is a crowd pleaser. Louisa May Alcott's is much better.
Now, Ebenezer, he was a...
Can I help you find anything in particular?
Yes, actually, looking for some local history.
Oh, yes, may I? Okay. We have a whole section of Vermonters from Rudy Valley to Alison Bechtel, Robert Frost.
Ben and Jerry. But what about Evergreen specifically?
Oh, well, we do have a lot of newspapers. Look at that, so old and beautiful. And we have one hat from the very famous Evergreen Hat Factory. It was our first industry, which changed, of course.
You know, I think there might be a good article here.
You are a reporter.
Oh, well, it's hard to say.
Except for on the train, you said that you weren't writing about Evergreen, so.
Because on the train, I wasn't. But with all the Christmas goings on and this rumored time capsule...
Oh, you should see our choir.
These articles people write, they make us all seem like we're just a bunch of...
Oh, my grandson is very protective of Evergreen, and I keep telling him Evergreen is a town who takes pride in what it is.
David.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Mrs. Baxter.
Hi.
David, you're early.
Karen wanted to know if it was okay to have today's meeting at the Kringle Kitchen, so she can see Ellie off.
Oh, it depends. I don't know if Nan can spare me.
Oh, of course I can. Go off to your stuffy old Historical Society meeting. Mm. And bring back pie, please. Oh. And thank you.
Historical Society, huh? Can I come along?
It's more of a members-only society.
I see. Do you know how one becomes a member?
Just go to the meeting. We've been trying to get more people to participate all year.
Great. Lead the way.
David, a teenager, escorts Katie out. Ben stands arms folded. Katie returns.
You gonna come along? I don't want to be late. And I hear there's pie.
Katie exits again. This time, Ben follows. The Kris Kringle Kitchen, a diner with Christmas decorations and a portrait of Santa. Katie, Ben, and David enter.
It's the Kringle Kitchen.
Oh, hey! How's it going?
24 hours in Evergreen, and I'm already joining societies. Oh, is this the famous snow globe?
It is. And make a wish?
Yes, thanks. I know there's a second book in me, snow globe. Don't let me down.
K Katie shakes the snow globe Hannah handed her.
Should I come to order?
David brought a guest.
We have a new face.
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I'm Carol, and that's my husband, Joe.
Hello.
Thank you for letting me crash your meeting.
Glad to have you aboard. Ben has just been telling us you're writing about Evergreen?
I'm not entirely sure just yet what I'm thinking writing about, but I'm taking a few notes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I keep hearing about this time capsule.
Oh, we haven't talked about that for a while. But maybe some fresh eyes can help us figure it out.
And now we have two journalists for the price of one.
Mm-hmm. Ben has a journalism degree, wrote for a paper in Chicago before coming back here and working.
Okay,
well, my parents used to run this diner when it was just a bakery. And they were best friends with
my parents, who of course ran the town tinker shop.
Which is also the town arts center.
Yes.
Flashback, kids at play.
When we were kids, we'd always hear this talk about a Christmas time capsule. But then every time we'd ask our parents about it, they'd just kind of smile and say, oh, you'll know when.
Adults smile watching the kids.
And then a few years ago, we found this archive of newspapers and found this article.
Yes, the Christmas blizzard. 50 years ago, a blizzard kept everyone in town for almost the entire month of December. If you read right there.
Right.
Some residents of Evergreen also passed the time by making a surprise time capsule to be opened in 50 years.
Meaning this year?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, but the problem is there hasn't been any other articles written.
And our parents have passed. There's really nobody that remembers anything.
Wow, nobody?
Well, Nan said there might be another box to look through at the library.
Keep at it, buddy. Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss?
Yes, well, let's start the meeting and talk about our plans for... Oh, that's Allie. It's our daughter. Michelle is driving me to the...
We can be brave about this. Probably.
Outside.
Allie!
Allie!
Oh, honey!
The great world awaits.
Oh, I just had the best time.
Tell Ryan and Zoe Merry Christmas.
I will, and I'll be back after New Year's. Everything's gonna be fine, I promise. I mean, I hope.
Oh, we love you.
Love you,
love you
too,
you.
Baby.
Love you.
Merry Christmas.
Have such a good time.
Thank you. I'll bring you some croissants.
Please.
A man with a white beard approaches.
Thank you.
Have a great adventure.
I'm sure you'll have easy travels and all kinds of fun Christmas surprises.
Thank you, Nick.
Allie gets into Michelle's truck.
All right, moment of truth.
I guess the truck says where to go.
Yay! Enjoy a Noel! Merry Christmas!
Michelle drives Allie away.
He's freezing.
Everyone returns to the diner except Katie and Ben.
So, did you learn everything you needed about Evergreen?
If I'm being totally honest, feels a little too good to be true.
Okay, which part? I'm just curious.
Well, first off, you have a guy who looks exactly like Santa on vacation.
Yeah, Nick. He splits his time between Evergreen and...
the North Pole?
Burlington. He comes for December.
Look, I get it. Even alleyways are decorated for Christmas. But, like, it makes sense. I'm for it. You have to put on a good show.
No,
it's for the tourists.
It's not bad. It's... people love to get out of the city and enjoy a real Christmas.
Wait. Are you saying that city Christmases aren't real?
I mean, we're just not cynical here.
Who says we are?
They rush back inside the diner. The snow globe is smashed on the floor at Hannah's feet.
I was just trying to make a wish.
The storybook page flips, revealing a cartoon of the diner. In real life, Hannah and the others crouch to clean up the pieces.
I'm partially to blame myself. I bumped into Hannah and...
No, I should have had a better grip on it. I'm so sorry, guys.
Accidents happen.
No, this globe has been an Evergreen tradition, and now...
Now we'll just focus on getting it fixed.
Yeah.
Hannah stands frowning.
Do you think Elliot might be able to do something about it?
Worth a shot.
I should probably get back to the library and check on Nan.
So you're masquerading as a mild-mannered librarian, when underneath it all, you're actually
a mild-mannered reporter?
Yes, I used to be a journalist, but it's not what I do now.
Why not? What, too nosy?
Yes, but it also means you're good at your job. I used to be a journalist, and I was actually pretty good at it. Then I came back here to help out for a little bit, and...
And?
The library is sort of like my family. After my parents died, Nan raised me.
Sorry. Follow-up questions. Hey, so if I wanted to know about the town history, who would I ask?
That would be David.
Oh.
That kid's the eyes and ears of this place.
I will keep that in mind.
He's usually in the library, though, so I'll probably see you around.
Ben walks off. Later, Katie walks with Hannah.
What were you wishing for?
Oh, I've had a complicated relationship with this globe.
It hasn't granted your wishes?
I mean, sometimes I think I'm not being specific enough. Sometimes I'm being too specific. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, Elliot teaches kids at a tinker shop.
Remember, a good Christmas ornament has color. It evokes a feeling of nostalgia. And it's made with care.
What are you making?
Oh, this? It's a key ornament for my Aunt Hannah. I really want her to know how much fun I think she is.
She definitely is that.
Elliot?
Hey.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi. I was just leading a workshop on ornament making. You can join if... Whoa.
He examines the globe.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Do you think you can fix it?
Absolutely. Let's see what we got. Okay, let's have a look at this. Well, the two pine trees are intact. That's good. The horse is fine.
He looks through a magnifying glass at the sleigh.
There's a little key carved under the sleigh. But why?
Hannah and Elliot's eyes lock, and they stare at each other. They break apart.
I'll get to work on this right away.
Great.
If you'd like to help, you can come by tomorrow.
Yes. It's a date.
Elliot smiles. Hannah smiles, then composes herself.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, David.
Bye.
Katie and Hannah leave. At the inn, Nan approaches Megan and Katie at dinner.
Oh, Megan, I have something for you.
Look at this.
She presents a book with Katie's picture on the back.
We don't often have published authors in town.
You have my book.
Well, no, I have a library, so I have a lot of books. Here, sweetie.
Thank you.
So, how is the article going?
Tricky. You know, my mom works for a business magazine, but honestly, I would rather write about the Christmas time capsule.
Oh, don't give up hope on being able to. That time capsule was intended to be a surprise, and this town...
I thought nobody remembered anything about the Christmas time capsule.
Well, I guess.
Oh, ho, ho, ho! I was beginning to think you weren't coming.
Oh, we wouldn't miss it. It's my favorite tradition.
Well, with more guests coming for this weekend, I'm gonna need my first round of cookies. If you'd like to help, we can always use more hands. Oh, I...
Hey, everybody.
Ben enters.
Yeah, sure, I would love to help.
Yeah, cookie time.
Ah, David, I found a few new news clippings in the archive, and I know you're on another search, so maybe this will be helpful.
Nan hands him a folder.
Wow. Thank you, Mrs. Baxter.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Megan places a tray of cookies in the oven. David enters with a tray.
No room? No problem.
Megan puts the tray on a countertop toaster. A man approaches Ben in the kitchen.
I picked up a perfect tree for out in front of the library.
Oh, great.
Yeah, if you come by tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, great. I'll ask Hannah for the truck and pop by sometime tomorrow.
Yeah, it's getting busy out there, so.
Okay. Awesome.
People come from miles around to see the folksy charm of Henry Miller's Christmas Tree Farm.
Wow, you're just writing that article right in front of me.
I am that good.
In the oven, the cookies rise. There's a chill in the air. So the assembled guests continue making another batch of cookies in the kitchen and decorate the finished batches. For time's drawing close when loved ones and friends gather round. It's a feeling of joy in every girl, every boy, knowing Santa soon will be. Michelle shows off a finished gingerbread man. What a time, the most magical time of year. It's the time, what a time, and it's finally here. Another batch of cooked cookies. David shows off a decorated red truck. Ben presents a cake with pine trees on top. They sprinkle sugar on to look like snow. Later, the guests leave.
Have a good night.
Oh, it's amazing.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for coming. You. Okay, you make sure to share those.
Man, I can drive you home.
I am fine. I want to walk. It's good for me.
Yeah, I can walk with her. Nan always has the best stories.
Okay.
So tomorrow, when you go to get the tree, I should come along, yes? I mean, what better way to prove that this isn't all some, like, Christmas hallucination than to see it for myself, right? You say it's authentic, I say prove it.
Okay, fine, tomorrow, then. Right here.
Okay.
Katie stands on the porch as Ben walks to his truck. Ben waves. In the storybook, the page flips to a red truck driving through a fence. Katie and Ben enter a coffee shop. David and Hannah are there.
Hey, Ben, Katie, come on in.
Morning, everyone.
I was just at the library looking for you. I've been going through these things Nan found. Look.
He shows a photo.
Do you know where Grandma and Grandpa are standing?
I've never seen that mural before.
Where'd you get this?
It was in a stack of papers Nan brought me.
That's Kringle Alley. Right outside. You can see the old bakery sign in the photo. It's where I parked the cocoa cart.
Later, Katie and Ben drive in the truck.
This truck really makes the rounds.
He may not look like it or always act like it, but he's one of the more reliable things in town.
I'm sorry. He?
Yeah, Ellie's truck. She loans him out, so you're really an evergreen someone if you've driven the red truck.
And what's more picturesque and appealing to tourists than a big red truck hauling Christmas trees?
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
What's the other?
Truck's a good way to haul a tree.
The truck arrives at the tree farm. Two barns and a windmill stand in a snowy field. Henry sees them park.
There you are.
Hey, guys.
Put that big tree in the back. Yeah, I picked out a real winner for you.
Wow. Looks like you've got a good operation out here.
Yeah, well, I just asked him. You worked here 3 winters in high school?
Everybody worked here in high school.
Wow. My jobs in high school involved a lot more filing. Yeah. I'm sure yours was more fun.
That's right.
Oh, it smells amazing.
Terrapins. Well, each year someone asks me why Christmas trees smell so nice. So I went to the library and guess what? Terrapins. You know, the tree gives off this scent to protect themselves from bugs. And some people believe that the scent floats up and seeds the clouds, brings snowfall.
Wait, is that true?
Well, I leave the science to the scientists, but all of it working together in a circle like that, just imagine. It's amazing.
Christmas trees. Who knew?
Henry knew.
Ben, would you mind? I've got a library book I need to return.
You bet.
Oh, I'll catch up to you guys.
Okay.
Katie answers her phone.
Hi, Mom.
So how's the article coming?
Pretty good. I'm actually at a...
Great.
Because I'm excited about it, and so is our editorial board. But I'm calling to invite you to our Christmas party at the magazine.
Mom?
I know.
I know. I invite you every year, and every year you say the same thing.
Well, I like our Christmas traditions. I like that we keep them small.
You're RSVP no again.
I understand.
So when am I going to see something about this article?
You can expect an email with some first story ideas within the next day.
I appreciate that. Thank you, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
Katie enters the barn.
Henry picks these up from the tree lot and brings them here to make wreaths. Oh,
why do mine always turn out lopsided? That's why Allie always hangs mine at the vet's office.
The cats don't seem to mind.
You're so cute. Thank you.
That sleigh is beautiful.
Yeah, we used to hook a couple of horses up to it and take it through the town square.
All these years looking at the sleigh and the snow globe, I always wondered if it was based on this one.
You should see if there's a key under it, like the one on the snow globe.
What key?
I can look.
Underneath the miniature sleigh in the snow globe.
There's a key. If there's one under there, then maybe I can...
Well, go for it.
Yeah,
go for it.
David climbs under the sleigh in the barn.
I don't see a... Wait, hold on.
He finds a panel and pushes it. Out pops a key.
Wow. Oh. I can't believe that all these years.
Oh, what?
But this looks different than the one we found last year.
The one that got the church bells ringing again?
Yeah, but what does this one go to?
They all stare at the key. Elsewhere, at the tinker shop, Elliot carefully rebuilds the tiny church from the snow globe. Hannah watches. Elliot attaches the last tiny piece, the steeple.
Oh.
The inside of the snow globe is fully assembled. Elliot shows Hannah all sides, a small sleigh with reindeer outside a church.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this, Elliot.
It's my pleasure. Now all that's left is to let the glue dry, and then Megan says she'll help us get the glass blown.
You're a lifesaver. I have so many fond memories. Thomas and I, we would go on all kinds of treasure hunts.
Treasure hunts?
Yeah, well, my mom, she lost her wedding ring here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We spent weeks looking for it.
Where'd you find it?
Never did.
No.
She ended up replacing it, but she said the ring would be here somewhere in the store, but somewhere.
Should I call you when we're ready to take the next step?
The next step?
Yeah.
He indicates the snow globe.
Oh, right. Yes, please. Do.
Okay.
At the library, Katie and Ben chat.
Calvin Coolidge.
Was from Evergreen?
No, Plymouth, Vermont. But he was the first American president to light the national Christmas tree. 1923. He ordered a balsam fir not too far from here. Just a fun little fact.
Calvin Coolidge, super into Christmas trees. Got it.
Is that your article?
Yeah. Oh, it will be, yeah. I like to get it down on paper first.
Oh, I am the same way. Paper, pen, old school. I just like the feel of it.
Yeah, but as I'm typing it and getting ready to send it out, something about it just isn't working. Do you mind if I print it again? See if I can figure it out?
Be my guest.
Thank you. So, did you get the Christmas tree all set up?
Yep. All that's left is to decorate it.
And, when will you be doing that?
Tomorrow sometime, if you'd like to help. We're also going to clear off the pond for some ice skating, if you want to help with that.
Oh, no. No.
You didn't even let me finish what I was saying.
We'll talk about the super cute, charming winter thing, but then your feet are freezing.
Okay. What happened to the let me explore everything in town so I can write about it, girl?
Using my words against me is low, but effective. Can't promise winter sports, but decorating, I can. Oh, here.
Don't forget your bag.
Yes. Okay.
After you.
They exit. She grabs the top paper, but her article is beneath. Its title is Dollars and Cents, Christmas in Evergreen. The storybook page flips to Town Square. David stands with Hannah, examining his photo.
Hey.
Megan enters.
Good morning. You're out here early.
Well, David insisted we take yet another look at the Kringle Alley.
When I was a little girl, my dad used to take his breaks from the bakery out here. And sometimes I'd come out with my chocks and I would ride all over this wall. He'd put a milk crate down and I would stand on it and I would design the
diner that I would have someday when I grew up. I would put the door right here because, see, there's that little knot in the wood right there. Oh. Wait.
She indicates something in a hole. At the inn, Katie pours tea.
Yes, just a few more tweaks, but I wanted to start fresh this morning.
Well, I can't wait to read it.
Mm-hmm. Except that I grabbed the wrong paper off the copier. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, what?
Oh, no. Mom, I'm going to have to call you back.
Katie walks out of the inn, noticing a commotion on the street beside the diner.
Katie, come over here.
What is going on?
I absolutely don't know. I just walked up and everyone's talking about it. There's something they found something?
Okay.
I don't know about all this. It's a long shot, but I just have a feeling. Come on.
David inserts the key into the hole they found. The side of the building falls down, revealing a large display with 24 numbered cabinets.
Is this the time capsule?
Yes, finally. I cannot tell you how many hints we had to drop and how perfectly we had to time this.
You knew about this?
We've been dropping hints for years.
What? The timing had to be just right so that you'd all be curious.
But not too curious.
Until today, December 1st of this year.
Carol, Hannah, this was built by your parents 50 years ago during the Christmas blizzard.
Flashback.
The storm lasted for weeks. And since there's only one road in and out of town,
we were, for most of December, hunkered down together.
And after a while, we were surprised to find we were really enjoying ourselves. It was more like Christmas than it had ever been before.
It was so rare to have a town come together like that. We read books aloud, we talked, we laughed. Well, since we had a lot of time on our hands,
we decided to build a time capsule.
In the flashback, the town members assemble the display. They paint 24 numbered boxes and fill them with objects. They cover the display with a false wall and a mural.
Why didn't you just tell us?
Well, that was your father's idea. He wanted us to lead you all to it, but then have you find it on your own. And look at this. It's not just a time capsule. It is 24 boxes.
It's an advent calendar, a Christmas countdown.
One box for each day, between now and Christmas.
Like, I don't know if I've ever used the phrase Christmas magic unironically in my entire life, but this, I mean...
Should we open the first box?
Yeah. Michelle, care to do the honor?
Huh? Oh, come on, Mayor.
Michelle approaches.
I'm gonna go help.
Ben holds the ladder steady as she climbs to the top. She opens the first box. Inside is an envelope. She pulls out a note.
Okay. To the people of Evergreen, now that you've found this calendar, it is our great hope that you will enjoy the gifts inside. The first being... Carol, this is from your mom and dad. Really?
She pulls out a book and hands it down to Carol. Carol continues reading.
The first being original Kringle recipes. We place them here for our daughter, Carol, so she always has a part of us close. May the rest of you enjoy the Christmas surprises for the next 24 days. Merry Christmas with love, Mark and Sue Fenwick.
Yes, I have some new recipes to try out, so I'm going to come down to the cafe and get some Christmas Pringles.
Yes.
Really?
You know what? I think I'm going to stay behind and take a few more notes.
All right.
It's amazing.
I'm going to go help with the lights. Okay. I'm the guy that puts lights up.
Yeah.
Stop by later.
Oh, Ben, wait.
Katie rushes after him. At the library, Katie's article still sits on the printer. A hand grabs it. Katie enters.
Ben, there was a paper that I left on the printer that...
Despite the warmth and honest connection these people feel, it's hard not to wonder how much of Evergreen is an act.
First of all, those are just notes, and they're for my mom, who is also my editor.
No, I get it. I get how easy it is to say, look at those oddballs wandering around a Christmas village.
That's not what I was doing.
Do you really think this is all an act?
You have to trust me. I am not out to write a hit piece about your town.
Right.
Ben answers the door. Children enter.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Story Hour. Please, have a seat. Hi. Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Get settled in, and I promise to do my most hilarious voices.
The children sit.
Ben,
I should get in there.
Look, I really have enjoyed my time here. Despite my vacation turning into a work trip, I really like the peppermint hot cocoa and the way the whole town rallies to put up Christmas decorations, and I really like...
She stops short.
Write the article you want to write. I hope it turns out. Okay, gather around.
Ben sits.
This way, haha. Christmas Eve, on the long, long day that was the 24th of
December. Katie frowns. The storybook turns to a skating rink.
Wow, good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming out to see what is in our second box.
She's doing an excellent job of marrying, don't you think?
Like she was born for it.
Now, I know it's going to be hard to choose who's going to open these boxes every day, but I have a plan for that.
Voting system. That's what I do.
Nan has been so kind to lend us this beautiful snowman's hat. It is from the original Evergreen Hat Factory. So if you're interested in participating, write your name down on a piece of paper and drop it in the hat. So each day, I will draw a different name from it. But I think we can all agree that for the second box, it should be opened by the two people who kept the secret the longest, Nick and Nan.
They approach the display. Ben climbs the ladder and pulls out an envelope, handing it to Nick and Nan.
Oh. Number two. There
yes.
you go.
Thank you.
Oh, I remember this. Mm. We know there won't be enough for everyone, but may you all enjoy the skating. Inside this box are some evergreen scarves to keep you all warm. Love, Mike and Masha Starl.
Well then, everyone, please remember the volunteer fire department is still clearing off the skating pond, making sure everything's safe. So we'll see everybody down there a little later on.
At the tinker shop, the villagers are blowing glass. The glass is heated with fire on a rod, bent shaped. Ornaments are crafted and shaped from the glass. Katie admires one and approaches Megan.
These decorations, Megan, they're so beautiful.
Thank you. Hot glass is like honey. Coordination is key. It's like a dance between heat, gravity, and centrifugal force.
So where did you learn how to do this?
My mother taught me.
Okay.
Whew.
Time to put the globe.
Back in Snow Globe.
I have never seen this process before. It's absolutely mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Elliot and Hannah work together at a rod. Elliot stands behind her as she works with the rod.
Oh, you're a natural at this.
Well, I want it to be special, just like the Snow Globe always wants.
The glass becomes larger as she rotates.
Hey.
Oh, hey. And, ready?
Yep.
Now we let it cool and sand down the bottom. Word is, Daisy's Country Store could use a little help with their tree.
Yeah, let's go.
Katie stands with Daisy at the tree. Oh, Allie's dogs are
so
there.
Good. Wait a minute.
I think he agrees.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Oh, my God. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
So, you came here on vacation and ended up staying for good?
Yeah, I did. It's the best decision I ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't, like, miss the, I don't know, the city and that kind of life?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes. But you know what, to be honest with you, I had to learn how to be surprised. Like, for instance, I never thought in a million years that I would be dating a guy who essentially is running a logging camp. Okay, or that I would own my own store. Or better yet, that I'd be hanging out with these two little dogs that I'm probably most definitely keeping to not telling
you. Oh, yeah.
That. All I'm saying is, it's just been one big surprise after the next.
And that doesn't get exhausting?
Surprises?
Yeah.
No, surprises are great. I mean, think about it. That's why we wrap gifts, right? We don't just hand them to people. Surprises are, you know, they're exciting. I don't know. I think they add a little bit of magic.
Oh!
Daisy tosses Katie an ornament.
gets your heart racing, doesn't it?
Actually, it did. It really did.
Ben descends the staircase, wrapping a scarf around his neck. He sees a wrapped package.
Ben, winter sports attempt at the skating pond, 7 p.m., Katie.
Ben smiles. Inside the package is a snowflake ornament. Later, at the skating pond, a crowd skates in a circle. Katie stands at the ledge, waiting for Ben.
Ready to give this a try?
I am telling you, no matter how many dance classes, gymnastics, even a rigorous Pilates practice, I am going to fall down. So I was kind of tough on you yesterday.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry about that.
You really love this place. I get why you'd be protective of it.
Yeah, but I also get if someone's not from here, how it would look. And I don't believe that people who live in the city are...
cynical?
Yeah.
Cold?
I love it, actually. I used to live in the city, 5 years in Chicago.
So why did you leave?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Headed down to the ice?
Yes, about to face my worst fears. Are you joining us?
Yeah, I have to bring David his hat. He keeps forgetting it.
Oh.
Usually Thomas brings it to him, but...
Michelle!
Thomas? Thomas, what? You're early.
Well, I wanted to surprise you. Surprise!
Thomas stands in the rink.
Okay, Thomas, wait right there. Wait right there.
Come on, let's go. Yeah.
Michelle rushes to him.
Hey.
Thomas and Michelle kiss.
I was worried you wouldn't make it.
Well, I almost didn't. I got here right before they closed the roads.
Dad!
Hey!
David enters and hugs Thomas.
Wow, look at you, huh? You were taller than when I saw you a few weeks ago. Huh?
Who wants some hot chocolate?
Me!
Come on.
They dash off. Katie and Ben stumble on the ice.
Told you I'm not very good at this.
Yeah, nobody's really good at it.
They are. They're great at it.
Yeah, they're pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
A couple does impressive skating spins.
You left Chicago because?
I needed a change. I was at a job I didn't love and I had just gotten divorced.
Wow. Breaking news.
So I came home for a visit. And while I was there, Nan broke her foot, so I stuck around to help her out and figure out what's next after, so...
Begs the question, what is a dating scene like in Evergreen? Is there a magical snow globe that comes out at Valentine's Day, too?
Are you kidding me? We're still singing Christmas carols by then, and we didn't take our trees down till Easter. Our dating scene is small, which is a shame because it's fairly romantic.
Yeah. It's a nice place to build a snowman with someone. Sit by the fire after.
Ben and Katie stare at each other. Ben begins to lean in.
Sorry, you have one.
Oh!
She wipes a snowflake away.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The storybook flips a page to a house decorated with lights. Michelle pulls a name from a hat.
Henry Miller!
Henry opens a box. A series of scenes of the villagers at work and play. At the library, Nan assists Katie at a microfilm machine. Ben smiles as Katie works at a desk at the library. Katie interviews a series of residents of the town.
I will see lots of presents by the tree.
Boxes 5, 6, 7, and 8 are opened. The crowd applauds as residents open boxes 9, 10, 11, and 12. At the library, Ben brings Katie a mug. Ben opens box 14. Inside are cookie cutters. Later, at the library, Katie and Ben sit at a desk.
Okay, I added in the thing about Eisenhower inventing the Christmas calendar. Also mentioned that in addition to the tourism growth, there's also been population growth, and I think...
You're done.
I mean, it's due tomorrow, but there's something that doesn't feel quite right.
What, you worried they're not going to like it?
No, I think I'm afraid they will.
What, they're liking it? Is a bad thing?
I want to write my second novel, but it's harder.
Well, when are you going to start working on that?
When I turn this in, I guess. You know, what's interesting to me is how many people have told me so many good stories.
I even talked to the twins that live on that farm outside of town.
Twin Pines Farm, yeah.
So I guess I just need to do a final pass on this tomorrow morning on the train.
Tomorrow?
That was my plan, yeah.
Yes.
So I guess I should go get packed and... Wow.
Man enters in a large scarf.
Hi.
Hey. Well, beautiful. You know, this is my mother's caroling scarf and her angel pin.
Yeah.
The Christmas calendar has everyone so excited about traditions that we even fired up a few from long ago.
Well, you look and that sounds amazing.
Thanks.
So I guess I should get back to the inn.
Oh, you know, we're going to be caroling right that way. Why don't you come and join us?
You should come.
Really? Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Do I need to know all the words?
We know all of the words very well. You can just hum along.
Okay, well, I'll meet you outside. I just need to reshuffle.
At the diner, Elliot stands with Hannah. He pours water into the glass.
So the secret is to get just the right mixture of water and oil. Then, oh, I saw some white glitter somewhere in a jar over there. Would you mind looking in the bottom cabinet?
Yeah, sure.
Hannah walks over to the counter.
Some of the stuff must be decades old.
Wait, do we think glitter goes bad?
Oh, I remember when my mom would use this stuff. Jess.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, I think a little bit more.
Hannah pulls a ring out of the glitter jar.
Whoa. Elliot? Whoa.
Whoa.
We just found my mother's wedding ring. She must have lost it in here all these years ago. Oh my gosh! Ellie, we just found my mother's wedding ring! I can't believe this! I gotta go tell my brother about it and...
Hannah hugs Elliot. They hold the hug for a moment. Standing close, they look in each other's eyes.
I gotta go lead the caroling.
How?
You should come.
No, you don't want to hear me sing.
Yes, I do. Come on. It'll be fine. Come on.
Okay.
At a house party, the host opens the door. Nan and the carolers enter with Ben playing guitar. Outside, at a campfire, they all roast marshmallows.
So many people I interviewed said the same thing. They came here for Christmas, and Evergreen captured their hearts. They stayed forever.
You could stick around too, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to spending Christmas with my mom. I think it's just, if we start changing our traditions, do they then become less special, like the ones we always have?
No, not as long as you keep some of them, you know, the ones that you really love.
Yeah. Our traditions are amazing.
Really?
Yes. We watch Christmas movies, and we have these blueberry pancakes from this restaurant in town. We have them all season long. So good.
You want to know a secret? Hmm. The day I met you on the train, I had just come from a job interview. I just applied on a whim.
How did it go?
Terrible. It was the worst. All my bylines were too old.
Well, you're going to try again?
Oh, no.
We need a fire extinguisher. Okay.
Hannah's marshmallows catch fire. She and Elliot blow them out.
The other day I was walking by the library, and the town tree was up. It was snowing a little bit. I just heard Do You Hear What I Hear? You know that's my favorite song. And, you know, I thought to myself, why am I so happy? And then I saw you. And it hit me. I realized I'd fallen completely head over heels in love with you.
Thomas smiles at Michelle.
I think I fell in love with you the moment I saw you.
She rests her head on his shoulder.
You could stay. I mean, for a day, like you could stay and find out what's missing from your article.
Stay in Evergreen another day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do that.
Ben smiles. The storybook flips to a snowman holding a sled. At the diner, Katie sits with Carol and Joe.
So once I started reading my dad's recipes, I changed just a few little things.
I never thought I would learn so much about Pringles, but I am so glad I did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hannah and Elliot enter with the snow globe.
Perfect! Thank you!
Elliot shakes the snow globe aggressively.
Well, that was determined.
Can't help knowing what it is I want, I guess.
I'll catch up with you later.
Okay.
Allie would have loved this.
Everyone ready to open another calendar box?
Yes!
Yeah.
Well, get your coats, let's go.
Oh, coats, yes!
Good as new.
Thank you again.
Thank you, of course.
Oh, what a relief.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Hannah looks back at the snow globe. Nick watches as Hannah lifts it up.
Okay, you. I've made a few wishes in the past, and they've sort of come true and then kept not working out, so just surprise me. Okay.
She shakes it.
Wait up, guys!
She rushes out. Michelle pulls a name.
Katie!
That's the name that came out.
Go get him.
Good luck.
Okay, 15.
Katie opens the box. She removes the envelope and reads the note.
Dear Evergreenians, one of the nicest gifts of building this calendar was how nice it was to spend time together. And so, today's gift is a little bit different. Whoever opens today's box should name the Christmas activity they love the most, but do the least. It's our humble request that the whole town spend a few hours together doing that activity. Okay, that's a lot of pressure.
I don't know, that red letter does look legally binding.
There is one thing I really love doing, and definitely not often enough.
Ready?
The entire town gathers building snowmen.
I've got to hand it to you, Katie. Building a snowman as a whole town, great way to spend the morning.
Ah, used to be my favorite thing. I would run down to Prospect Park for a sign of the snowfall. Ugh, haven't done it in years.
Hey, you want to help me roll the head?
Definitely.
Katie and David exit.
Look at that. Whoa, it turned out to be a beautiful day, huh?
Ezra?
Yeah.
I've never seen you like this. It's like you're floating.
I am factually very happy. One day, Lisa introduced me to someone, and wham, I'm moving to Boston. My long-distance romance is two blocks away, and all because I took a little risk.
Oh!
Heads will roll!
Do you ever wonder how much risk is too much?
Well, what's too much? I mean, even if you don't know how something is going to end, it's worth a try.
Ezra walks away as Hannah considers. She looks at Thomas, then Michelle. Hannah tosses a small box to Thomas.
Hey.
Oh. What?
Merry Christmas.
What's this?
It's an early present.
It's a little early for...
Thomas opens it. It's the ring from the glitter jar.
I found it. I think Mom would have wanted you to have it. You know, just in case you're thinking of, oh, I don't know, using it sometime or other.
Nan approaches.
So, who's got the carrot?
Michelle hands her one.
You have to have one handy.
Oh.
Ben stands beside Katie.
Are you glad you stayed?
Yeah, I am. Doesn't make it any easier to leave, though.
Thomas approaches Michelle.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just cold.
Thanks so much for choosing this, Katie. This has been great.
Thank all of you. You really know how to make a girl feel at home. And as much as I would love to miss my train, I have to go.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you all. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Ben and Katie walk off together. Hannah enters a church, which is elaborately decorated with a stained glass angel and Christmas lights everywhere. Elliot plays on the piano.
Sorry, I was just...
It was beautiful. I didn't know you could play so well.
I figured you've spent so much time at the Art Center, I thought. Maybe I should help out with the choir.
You're incredible.
Hey, do you remember this one?
Do I? Hold on.
She joins him at the piano. They sit beside each other on the piano bench.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just gonna say it. I like you. A lot. You're on my mind. All the time.
I like you too, Hannah. I've been wanting to tell you that for a long time. And I didn't know how. Oh.
This is... You're my best friend. What if things don't work out?
What happens if they do?
Then how about we start with some hot cocoa?
It's a date.
I said that to you.
At the train.
Well, look, if you ever make it to New York, maybe...
Yeah, definitely. Or if you're ever back in Evergreen, you want to spend a Christmas here.
Don't I have to come back for the snowman building event next year?
Yes, you do. If we weren't in such different places in our lives, like such different actual locations, maybe we would be...
Sitting by a fire after building the snowman?
Katie starts to board. She turns.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Katie.
She kisses him lightly on the cheek. She gets onto the train. He walks along the platform. He turns and waves. She waves back. He watches after her for a moment, then turns away. The storybook page flips. On the page, a horse-drawn carriage rides through the snow. Back in the city, Katie enters her home, rolling her luggage. Holiday lights hang from the ceiling. In her living room, her mother stands decorating a Christmas tree.
I came to talk to you about your article.
As my mom or as my editor?
A little of both. Hi, honey.
Hi.
And you brought a tree and all of these decorations?
I did. And have a look at these ornaments.
You saved them.
I did. This is from when I was little. Some I collected and some... Oh, this you made.
You know, I keep trying to think of a way to turn this story into something I can print, but...
And I think you should print it, but not in the magazine. Honey, those characters. The town vet who stayed because she found love. The woman who moved there to run the general store. Mm-hmm. And those competing, anxious mayors.
I know, but you know, it wasn't meant to be about...
I know. And don't worry, I already have my eyes out on another article. The point is, you were looking for inspiration for your next novel. And honey, I think you found it.
So is the invitation still open to your office Christmas party?
It is.
Because you know I'm coming.
That's great, honey.
They hug. At the library, Ben brings a stack of books over to Nan.
Hi. Strangest thing. Mm-hmm. Just got requested to interview you for that job.
Oh, the one you left on the printer.
Yeah, except never actually applied for it.
Ooh, that is strange.
Mm-hmm. Nan? Hmm? Did you send it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was me. I click send.
I am not prepared. I haven't written anything serious.
Well, then you better dust some off and get started. Ben, you know, this library is my dream. And it's something I've wanted to do for everyone my entire life. And you get it from me.
I get what from you?
The part that makes you want to stay here with me and help me. But then... You only owe me that you live the life you want lived.
But if I even think about leaving, who's going to watch over the...
Me. I'll watch over the place. And no, I know, I can't do it by myself, but this is evergreen. I bet you we can find someone.
Okay.
At the capsule display, a man opens box 16. Inside are small Christmas paintings.
Filling up my Christmas list with gifts for girls.
Ben sits at the library desk working. Nan brings him a mug. Katie works at home. She removes dollars and cents from the title of her piece. On her screen appears a picture of her and Ben smiling. Faces glow, residents open boxes 18, 19, and 20. All around this happy Katie and her mom exit a store with shopping bags. Daisy shows off a mechanical object in her shop to a customer.
They will soon appear.
Ben struggles to send a text. At home, Katie checks her phone. A text reads, I'll be in the city tomorrow. Lunch? Older identical twins open box 21. It's a strip of paper piano keys. At a swanky restaurant, Katie approaches a table where Ben sits.
Wow.
Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Katie, you look so beautiful.
Oh, look at you.
Thank you. So this is it. The famous ramping up to Christmas place that has blueberry pancakes all day long.
Yes, and you owe it to yourself to try them.
I might be one step ahead of you.
A waitress brings two plates.
Oh.
Thank you.
See?
Huh, look at that.
That's what I'm saying. So?
So?
You're applying for jobs in the city?
Yeah.
How was your interview?
I think it went pretty great. You see, I got this friend who's really got quite the career in freelancing, and I might have been just a little bit inspired by her.
How's the Christmas calendar?
It's good. There's still 3 days left to the end. Everyone's still really excited about it. The Cooper sisters, they're given free piano lessons. It's a whole big thing.
Wow.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. Something about this Christmas feels different.
Really? Anything I can do?
When does your train leave?
Right after this. I wanted to make sure I could see you.
Well, can you take a later one? Come to this thing with me?
What is this thing? What is the thing?
the office Christmas party, wine glasses clink. A photographer takes a photo of a couple who is posing. Caterers bring plates of food. Katie's mom mingles with guests. Everyone wears formal attire. Ben and Katie stand together.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
That article that you spent so much time writing, I haven't read it yet. When does it come out?
It's not, actually. Turns out it wasn't right after all. But I'm working on something new.
Great. I'd love to read it. Maybe we could swap.
An article, The Magic of Evergreen, The Women Behind the Town.
I figured, what the heck? I give it a try, right? And did some interviews, talked to people.
This is a great angle.
Yeah.
An entire town run by female business owners? Kind of bummed I didn't think of it myself. You should run this at your new job.
I actually just got an email from them about a half hour ago. I didn't get it.
Oh, Ben. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But you know, there are a lot of other jobs out there.
Yeah, I'll try again after the new year.
They smile at each other.
I should probably get going.
Great. Well, come on, I'll walk you past my favorite enormous Christmas tree.
Okay.
It's right on the way.
Good.
Katie's mom watches as they exit the party. Katie and Ben pass the tree at Rockefeller Center.
You were right. That tree has a lot of lights.
It's one of my favorite things about living in the city.
So here we are again. About to say goodbye, and I'm on my way to a train.
Yeah. Should we say some confusing things about our feelings before we walk away again?
Sorry about that. I just got caught up in spending time with you.
It's okay. I think in a lot of ways, no matter where you are, some people just feel like...
home?
She nods. They kiss passionately on the street corner.
You sure you don't want to come back?
I can't leave my mom at Christmas. Are you sure you don't want to stay?
As much as I could see myself here, I haven't missed a Christmas in Evergreen yet.
They kiss again.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Katie.
Katie turns and walks away. Ben exits in the opposite direction. The storybook page flips to a town square Christmas display. The choir led by Hannah performs outside the capsule.
Okay, so tonight is our Christmas Eve pick.
Michelle pulls a name.
Hannah!
Hannah opens box 24.
All right. Let's see.
She pulls out envelopes. A large wrapped box.
What could this be? Let's see here.
She opens the envelope and reads.
Dear Evergreen, as the mayor of Evergreen, I...
Hannah stops. Michelle nods at her.
Ezra, would you like to read this? As outgoing mayor, I think it's only right that you do.
Oh, Ezra. Get out there. Ezra.
Dear Evergreen, as the mayor of Evergreen, I have been granted the honor of bestowing both of today's gifts. In this box, you will find savings bonds. Hopefully having now matured these 50 years?
50 years? Well, that must be a lot.
Wow.
It's hard to say, but I think our town budget just increased considerably.
Did you know about this?
I most definitely did not.
Help the needy. Welcome all travelers to Evergreen. Just as the old saying goes, when you have so much, you build a bigger table. and hopefully build more than one road in and out of town?
Yeah.
We want to be sure you all get to spend Christmas mornings with your families. And so, we have officially started a Christmas festival to be held on Christmas Eve each year. Tonight, on what we hope will be the 50th anniversary of that festival, you are to open the final green envelope with as much of the town present as you can muster.
Woo! Right, yeah!
Another tune, everyone? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
At the library, Ben stands with Nan.
You know what? Don't give up. I have a feeling things may work out.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Meet our new part-time employee.
Nick?
When Nan mentioned the library budget was expanding to add part-time help, I thought it'd be a nice way to spend some more time here.
In Evergreen?
Yes, in Evergreen.
And this way, Ben, you would have more time to write.
Where is everyone? Are we not having story hour today?
Oh, we have someone, but we decided, since it was Christmas Eve, that it would be nicer to have story hour at the Christmas festival.
Okay, that sounds great, but who's reading the story?
At the capsule, Katie reads a story.
And Effie fell asleep with a happy smile on her lips, her one humble gift still in her hand, and a new love for Christmas in her heart that never changed through a long life spent in doing good. The end. Yay! Merry Christmas.
Hi, guys. What are you doing here?
Well, someone had to read them Louisa May Alcott. Did you know that she also wrote A Christmas Carol?
Mm-hmm.
I came back for you, Ben. I just kept writing about Evergreen, and the more I was writing about it, the more I kept falling in love with you. I didn't want to...
He kisses her.
Does that mean you're staying here?
For Christmas, yes. Look, the city will always be my home. Probably. But I wanted to spend Christmas here with my mom. And you.
Well, it is pretty special. Hi.
There might be something else.
Hi.
You were right about this cocoa,
right?
Katie. It's incredible.
What else? There's something else?
Ben, I really enjoyed your article on the Evergreen female-owned businesses.
Wait, you read my article?
On the train. And while I have a few notes, I really would like to run it, if you wouldn't mind.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'd also like you to come interview at the magazine in the new year.
I don't know what to say.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Hey, Hannah. I saw the snow globe. You and Elliot did a wonderful job. And I'm sure it's still full of magic.
Thanks, Nick. You know, it's the funniest thing. I'm kind of glad I dropped it. Everything that's happened since... it's been a wonderful surprise.
Some things just take a little nudge.
Hannah smiles at Nick, who is dressed as Santa. She considers.
Nudge? Wait, Nick?
He's gone.
We wish you.
Children are lined up at Santa's chair, where Nick is now sitting.
A Merry Christmas.
Children toss rings onto bottles. Others throw a ball at milk jugs. Michelle stands at the microphone.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So before we open the final gift, I would love it if you all would raise a glass and join me in thanking Ezra Green for all of his years of service as the mayor of Evergreen. To Ezra.
To Ezra.
Yeah. Ezra.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Thomas and David smile.
And since he discovered the entire calendar, we decided that the person who would open the last gift would be David.
Get up, get up. How's that? Fit good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle puts the old hat on David's head.
Oh, Michelle. We forgot to ask.
Ask what?
Ask you to marry me, Michelle.
Thomas is kneeling, holding the ring box.
You are without a doubt the most beautiful, special woman I have ever met. And I knew that the moment I first laid eyes on you.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't asked yet.
Oh, I know, yes.
Will you marry me?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Thomas puts the ring on her finger. She kisses him.
David, continue.
What does it say?
It says, now fill the boxes back up, seal up the wall, and send a Merry Christmas to Evergreen. 50 more years.
Yes!
The town cheers. Church bells toll. The town walks slowly with candles through the path. Hannah leans on Elliot's shoulder. He turns and kisses her. Joe kisses Carol. The twins smile. The dogs bark. Thomas kisses Michelle. Daisy sees a man approaching and walks to him. Megan and Ben kiss.
Do you hear what I hear?
A few days after Christmas, those of us who were leaving Evergreen, bound for new adventures, boarded the Evergreen Express.
It's only an interview.
No. I want you to do the very best job you can.
Of course.
Nan and Ben hug. Hey. Katie approaches.
You made it.
Bye, sweetie. Have a good trip.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Thank you all.
See you.
Bye. Okay. And those who were just staying behind, well, they just kept celebrating.
Did you make this?
I did.
Oh.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Elliot gives Hannah a gift of a miniature version of the capsule display. Ezra smiles at his train ticket.
Ben moved to the city a few months later, and I wrote a book about a town in Vermont where a veterinarian found love in her hometown. And a designer reopened the general store. And now I am hard at work on another story for next year about twin pine trees, twin sisters, and, well, that's another Christmas in Evergreen.
Ben and Katie sit at a table together. The room is decorated for Christmas. They kiss. The opening storybook's last page says the end, and it closes to the front cover.